universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Thursday, February the 8th, 2018. And every day it seems like there's more disgusting news out of Washington. We go from scandal to scandal. We've got more updates on Uranium One. We've got new lovers texts between the FBI agents that reveal a great deal of their corrupt character. The corrupt character, not just of those two individuals, of course. That's the key thing. We don't want to get caught up in the personalities here or in the partisan politics. We've got to see that this is an entire structure. When we talk about draining the swamp, we've got to get rid of the we've got to get rid of the entire infrastructure of the swamp, the things that we have enabled in the name of security. We have this massive secret bureaucracy, which is what it is, that claims that it's going to protect us if we give it all of our money and all of our freedom. And, of course, yesterday they're going after our money again. Massive spending bills, creating massive deficits. We're going to have Gerald Celente joining us later in the program to talk about the fiscal insanity that has manifested itself in Washington, D.C., as we had Nancy Pelosi delivering her eight-hour speech. I call it the Queen's speech, because like the movie The King's Speech, this is somebody who's had a great deal of difficulty lately in speaking and thinking coherently. And the fact she was able to do this for 8 hours is really pretty amazing. I would like to know either, you know, both what drugs was she on and who has been her speech therapist here. But we're going to have some clips of that. And we're going to take a look at what that tells us about how Washington has changed. You know, Larry Elder, who was a radio host himself, had an article on WND. And he had clips going back, a quiz. You know, who said this? Was it Donald Trump? Was it Adolf Hitler? Was it Pol Pot? Or was it President Clinton or Barack Obama? Whatever. You would not believe what people like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Harry Reid, and of course I played for you the other day, just as recently as 2014, what Hillary Clinton was saying about illegal immigration, even about these wonderful fictional dreamers. Again, there is no Dream Act. It was never passed. But Barack Obama decided he would create a new class of anchor babies with an executive order from his Department of Homeland Security. And that has now become the founding principle of the new America. And that's really what it is. It is a new America, but it comes with fiscal issues as well. When we look at this bill, and I was going to print it out and try to get into some detail. Foolish me. I should have known this thing was too big to read. As Nancy Pelosi herself has said, we got to pass it so we can find out what's in it. They have no idea. It would have been, it was about 650 pages if it would have printed this thing out. And so nobody really knows what it is. You'll see one article where they say $400 billion. You'll see another article where they say $500 billion. Billion here, billion there. Remember when Everett Dirksen said, probably don't. I was a young child when he said it, but I thought it was really funny. He was a former senator, I think, from Illinois. A really old codger even at the time. But he got up at one point. I think he might have been even, I don't know what party he was in. It doesn't matter because you know what? The Republicans today are far to the left of the Democrats of a few decades ago. Far to the left. Far to the left on immigration of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. 20 years ago for Bill Clinton or even 4 or 5 years ago for Hillary Clinton. Actually 4 years ago. Not even a full 4 years. I don't know what, where did the beginning of 2018 is. 2014 she said that. But Everett Dirksen once said, a billion here, a billion there, you know, before we're pretty soon we're going to be talking about some real money here. They're now looking at a bill they don't even know. They got $100 billion difference there. And again, that's more than the gross domestic product of most small countries, but it's just in the noise. Just like the Pentagon can't find hundreds of billions of dollars. They don't know that they sent M1 Abrams tanks to countries that we say we've got to destroy their government, but they're sending M1 Abrams tanks to them. Gee, how'd that happen? Kind of like all the missing trillions in the Pentagon. They're being investigated before they sent a missile through the window of the office.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. Cellforce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cellforce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cellforce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cellforce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Now we have the spending phase of the federal government. Remember when you had the Democrats who were deficit hawks just a month ago? We can't have tax cuts. It's going to blow the deficit up. It'll, over 10 years, it'll go up $1 to $1.5 trillion over a decade. And I pointed out at the time, well, you guys didn't really have a problem with the fact that during his 8 years, Obama doubled the cumulative debt, which is a, you know, the cumulative deficits, annual deficits is called the debt. And so he went from a $10 trillion debt of cumulative deficits to a $20 trillion debt. Of cumulative deficits. So he did that in only 8 years. So I said, wait a minute. We had the cumulative debt go up by $10 trillion in 8 years, and you guys are worried about something that's $1.5 trillion in 10 years? Well, it's because they were saying things like we heard from Bernie Sanders, they're looting the treasury. They're taking our money. No, it wasn't your money, Bernie. I know you're socialist and you think that you own us and that everything that we do, everything that we earn, everything that we own belongs to you, and you dole it back to us as if we were children on an allowance. That's how socialists operate. But no, it wasn't his money. But you heard the same thing from Nancy Pelosi, from Chuck Schumer. And now here we are a month later, and when they were complaining that the tax cuts were going to blow the deficit up by $1.5 trillion over the next decade, now they're talking about a spending bill that's going to blow up the debt, the cumulative debt, by 1.5 or 1.7 is what some of them are saying, over the next 10 years. Doesn't matter, does it? Didn't matter when Obama was doing that much every single year. And it doesn't matter now that they want to spend money. And of course, Mitch McConnell is right there and with Chuckie Schumer, and they're celebrating and glad handing each other and patting each other on the back because this is a wonderful outbreak of bipartisanship. Because when it comes to screwing you, they can both agree that's what they need to do. It's really tough to get anything back from them. But boy, when, you know, they want to take your money and understand that they portray the spending as something that they're giving you, right? The tax cuts, which would allow you to keep your money, that was portrayed as a raid on the treasury. They're stealing our money. But if they steal your money or they go into debt and they have the Federal Reserve just print reams and reams of paper that we then sell to Saudi Arabia and China and other enemies of this country, then that's a good thing because they're going to hand that out to you. No, it's not just the welfare state. That's a big part of it. But it's also the warfare state. And it's also the inefficiency of the bureaucracy. You know, because the government does take a cut. They take a pretty big cut. Maybe you've noticed that. But, you know, we have these headlines here, and I'm going to get into this later. After a year of Trump, why is the U.S. still spending at Obama levels? We've got a big military parade that is coming, which has fiscal issues. We got Mo Brooks, a fiscal conservative, who chimed in on the budget, and he goes, well, why don't we do something financially for our soldiers rather than staging a parade? that's going to be expensive. Liberals don't like it. And quite frankly, I think the optics on it are terrible. Because it's the sort of thing, whether you're left or right, it's the sort of thing that I've seen dictators do all of my life. May Day, every May Day, the socialists, the communists parade what? Their military? Because that's what authoritarian regimes do. And I don't want to see us going down that road. Yeah, we've got an empire, and I guess we're in the final days of it because now we're starting to act like the Soviet Union, like North Korea, like the rest of these people parading our hardware down the street for a May Day parade. I don't like to see that. That's the ugly face of populism. I don't like that kind of big government. But we've also got Al-Qaeda ending up with anti-aircraft missiles. And we got the congressional authorization for that. We've got Mattis, Secretary of Defense, looking at sea-based nukes. He says, yeah, we got to have leverage over the Russians. See, this is what the bipartisan deep state shadow government wanted to do with the Russian reset, the new Cold War. This began under Obama and Hillary Clinton. They thought that they would be able to continue it. And then they got Trump. And guess what? They're able to continue it. Now we're going to have, as I said at the time, they needed that profit center for the military-industrial complex that the Cold War gave them. They were able to spend a lot of money on missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles and everything. And then once they lost that boogeyman of the Russians, it's like, oh, man, that was we took a hit financially, military-industrial complex did. I mean, they worked pretty hard on trying to make it up with terrorism. You know, they did 9/11, and then they started the Patriot Act. They started creating a massive military-industrial complex that was focused on military spending for the police, even sending them a lot of military equipment that they don't need and shouldn't have, by the way, should not have. And so they started doing that and ramping up a lot of spending there, but it just didn't do it like intercontinental ballistic missiles in the good old days of the Cold War military-industrial complex spending. So now we're going to put nuclear weapons in the sea. Because we got to fund the military-industrial complex no matter what. Remind you of Frank Zappa again. Government is the entertainment branch of the military-industrial complex. So this is where this is headed. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente. I'm sure he's going to have something to say about the spending that is coming. But let's take a look first at the stock market. We had the stock market, had a couple of really bad days. Last Friday, 666 points, then ended up the day on Monday down 1,200 points. At one point, it was down 1,600 points. Then it had, had over the last couple of days, a recovery. And that's good. We don't want to see the stock market crash. Most people are not invested in the stock market, most Americans, but it will affect you in terms of interest rates and so forth. In terms of, we see when stock markets crash, it's not a good thing for the general population, even if you're not in the stock market, right? So it's a good thing this is coming back, but is it coming back for long? And is it wise to tie our fortunes and our accomplishments to a stock market? A stock market is based upon expectations and wild rumors and so forth, and it is very, very unpredictable, largely uncontrollable, except by the federal government and the plunge protection team, which may be in view here. James Rickards at the Daily Reckoning, and there's an article from Zero Hedge, saying that as we saw the dot-com bubble of 1996 to 2000 and then the housing bubble of 2002 to 2007, the so-called irrational exuberance. And of course, you know, when we look at that phrase came from who? Alan Greenspan. Who had created the irrational exuberance? Who had created the bubble at the Federal Reserve? They sold us the lie when they created the Federal Reserve. We were told by J.P. Morgan, you know, we've had a couple of bad business bubbles here, and we're going to make sure that we've got a central bank. It's going to stop all that stuff. And then within about 15 years, you had the Great Depression, the stock market crash. But it hasn't done that. Actually, they create bubbles and then burst them. And if you look at the interest rate patterns, as I've said before, of what Alan Greenspan did, he took the interest rates down fairly quickly, held them there for a while to create the bubble, and then virtually every quarter he was taking them up by 0.25%. And we had Janet Yellen start to do that as soon as President Trump got elected. He said, man, they're going to try to burst this bubble. But the expectation of lower tax cuts and regulation cuts, which he has been delivering on, has more than matched the interest rate cut. So they use that as saying, well, okay, the economy is really cooking, and so that means that interest rates are going to be coming back, and that was what got people worried. I think it also had a lot to do with Davos. If you look at the peak of the market, the top of the market was the last day of Davos, and the headlines repeated over and over and over again were, this is too good to be true. That was not just a whispering campaign going on in Davos with a lot of central bankers, but also people who have a lot of money, and their movement in the stock market is going to affect everything. That was what they were hearing. So whether this was a conspiracy or whether it was just kind of a Delphi technique, it certainly seemed to have an effect. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the Plunge Protection Team and the cost of illegal immigration.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Yeah, let's talk about the deception. Let's talk about the plunge protection team. Let's talk about the stock market here. But let's really talk about some fiscal issues here. And the one thing that they're not paying any attention to is the cost of illegal immigration. They had a big problem with tax cuts. They don't have a problem with spending. And they don't have a problem with spending money on illegal immigrants, foreign citizens criminally trespassing and coming here for the benefits. And we'll tell you why that is actually true, in spite of what Nancy Pelosi had to say in that 8-hour speech. But first of all, let's take a look at what's going on in the stock market. It looks like it's come back, whatever, but many people believe that it is a temporary return. Let's say this one individual we're just reading about, James Rickards, said, heading into the year that I call 2018, the year of living dangerously. And Paul Craig Roberts, who was our guest last Friday, he was the father of Reaganomics. He was the Assistant Secretary of Treasury for Economic Policy under Reagan. He said, in my opinion, with the stock market, this is what happened. We had the plunge protection team come in after 2 days of a falling stock market. He said they've done this on previous equity market drops. The Federal Reserve is, they call it the Working Group on Financial Markets. They sent a purchase order. He says, in my opinion, this is what happened. And he would know. He's been watching this very closely for the last 30-plus years. He said, this is, in my opinion, what they did. They had the Working Group on Financial Markets, the Plunge Protection Team, as they're colloquially known, send a purchase order for S&P futures to the trading floor. The hedge funds, seeing the incoming bid, front-ran the bid by stepping in and buying S&P futures, which pushed the market back up, ended the correction, and prevented financial panic. So they kind of reinforced what the Fed was going to do with its money anyway. And again, they can create bubbles, they can burst bubbles, and they can do it for political reasons. So right now, at this particular time, perhaps they decided they weren't going to burst the bubble. The plunge protection team, he says, was created in 1987, near the end of the Reagan administration, in order to prevent market correction from costing George H.W. Bush the presidential election as Reagan's successor. So there we go. We have George H.W. Bush, the CIA master, to thank for this. The U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve created a working group to intervene in the stock market in order to support values. And we've watched this and seen this on several occasions, most likely again this week. And Paul Craig Roberts goes on to say, pundits who speak about market forces are speaking about something that doesn't exist. Market forces are the interventions that support existing values with money infusions. And how long can the fraudulent valuation of equities continue? He said, my sometimes co-author Dave Krantzler and I think it can continue until the dollar as a reserve currency comes under attack. Well, what would cause that to happen? Well, there's any number of factors that would cause that to happen. We've got the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They have talked about how they want to get rid of the U.S. currency as reserve currency. They want to end the petrodollar. That alliance that we made with Henry Kissinger and the Saudis, coming together and saying, tell you what, you agree, as the largest oil producer, you agree to buy Federal Reserve notes, and we'll provide you with all the military weapons and political support and whatever to keep you guys in power. And that's been the agreement that has undergird the dollar, because that happened right as Kissinger and Nixon were taking us off the gold standard with Bretton Woods too. So we've been operating under the system, and do you think that the Russians and the Chinese and these other countries don't realize that? Yes, they do. And so we've seen the Russians coming in trying to set up their own system, the Chinese as well, the Russians saying we're not going to settle payments at our ports anymore in American dollars. You're going to have to do it in rubles. The Chinese doing similar things, even talking about creating their own cryptocurrencies, because that's another threat to them. All these people who tell us, no, the stock market is good. No problem there. Wall Street Journal, others. Oh, we love Wall Street. Stock market, it's not a casino. It's not a risk. Even at these high levels, it's not a risk. You're fine. Jump on in. The water's fine. And then they tell you that the cryptocurrencies are just a Ponzi scheme, while they get all the different governments are coming together, scrambling around, figuring out how they're going to try to outlaw it. And the banks are doing the same thing. And, of course, the banks and the government are not two different entities. They are they work for each other. The government is the enforcement arm of the banks. And so, yeah, they're worried about the American dollar coming under attack. When I talked to John McAfee, he said is about his astronomical predictions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are based on the collapse of the dollar. And so we have Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, says, well, we think that this kind of fraudulent valuation of equities can continue until the dollar as reserve currency comes under attack, because the Federal Reserve can continue to go in and act as a plunge protection team. He said, neither of us believe that the fraud could be perpetrated this long. They're surprised. He said the two other world powers, Russia and China, are moving away from use of the U.S. dollar, but the consequence for the dollar could still be in the future. In the meantime, liquidity supplied by central banks and the interventions of the plunge protection team could send equity prices higher. So we'll have to see what Gerald Celente thinks about this later on. But when we're talking about money and we're talking about the budget, and we're also been talking about, they're going to come up with the Queen's speech, Nancy Pelosi, here in just a moment. Let's take a look for a moment at the fiscal cost of illegal immigration. I've got a map here from the Federalist Papers. A new map is posted by HowMuch.net. Breaks down the economic toll of illegal immigrants state by state. And it's pretty amazing. California is most devastated, with a whopping $23 billion spent by Californian taxpayers for welfare benefits for illegal aliens. $23 billion. They say this is the states that are closest to the border are typically affected, but it affects everybody, because you've got to build schools for these dreamers who are coming in. They're coming in to take advantage of this, and we have to pay for the schools. And we pay for it with our American dream of owning a home. So we wind up not owning a home, or owning a smaller home, or moving into a smaller apartment, because those property taxes to build those schools are going to be included even if you rent an apartment. That's going to be passed along to you. It won't be there as an itemized entity like you'd see if you own a home, but it's there nevertheless. And so we look at some of these costs, $23 billion for California, $11 billion for Texas. North Carolina, where I came from, that's an interesting thing. $2.4 billion for welfare costs and education costs for illegal aliens. Now, North Carolina, for the illegal aliens got there, had a population of about 4 million. So if they're spending $2.4 billion, that's about $600 in a tax, an illegal immigration tax, on every man, woman, and child in North Carolina. How's that? How's that? Your illegal immigration tax. That's the way to look at it. But then they look at it a different way. They say current data suggests over $1 trillion will be spent supporting illegal immigrants over the next decade. Unless this dreamer amnesty, this wonderful thing that Donald Trump wants to do for DACA recipients, if that goes through and we send the message that you get across the border, you're in, man. You get whatever you want, including voting rights, so that you can vote yourself more benefits. If that goes in, it's going to be $1 trillion over the next decade. Oh, that's right. Everybody's worried about $1 trillion over the next decade. Isn't that interesting? Both with the tax cuts and this new budget bill. But they don't worry about the cost of illegal immigrants.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt Canton, Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle. 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the Queen's speech. You know, the big stunt yesterday morning was Elon Musk's launch, and we got an update on that as well. But then later in the afternoon, we had another stunt performed by Nancy Pelosi. I like to call it the Queen's speech. Remember that movie, The King's Speech? It was a great movie. It had Jeffrey Rush as the speech therapist of Colin Firth, who was the king who had to make a speech, but he had a speech impediment. Kind of like Nancy Pelosi. That's why I said I'd like to know who her speech coach was for this. Who was her speech therapist? What drugs was she on to do this for 8 hours? They make a big deal about the fact she's wearing high heels. High heels. She's still wearing a pantsuit like Hillary Clinton, but, you know, with high heels. Not exactly in the uniform of the feminist socialist wearing high heels there. But I think as I looked at some of this, I think this is something that we could market here at InfoWars. We could put out the entire 8-hour speech either on DVD or on CD, and we could sell it as a sleep aid. And, you know, we already have a sleep aid called Knockout, but we could do the Nancy Pelosi video and call it Not a Knockout. The problem is it's got side effects like high blood pressure and possible cognitive dissonance and dementia as you watch this speech. So we're going to play a little bit of her speech here. But first, about her record, she set an all-day marathon speech. I saw this report and I thought, people were saying filibuster, filibuster. I said, there's no filibuster. Not in the House. That's in the Senate. Well, she took advantage of an obscure rule, as Democrats are known to do. And she was able to use her privileges as Speaker of the House. So she beat a record that had been there since 1909 that was set by a previous Speaker of the House. And I think it was interesting when you look at the story from USA Today. They went back and looked at the history. That Speaker of the House was James Beauchamp Clark, also nicknamed Champ Clark. He was a prominent Democrat. He was Speaker of the House, and he wanted to get the Democrat nomination to run for president, but he lost that election to Woodrow Wilson. He spoke for 5 hours and 15 minutes about a tariff bill that was being passed. He lost on that issue, too. So hopefully this is going to set a precedent that Nancy Pelosi loses on the issue, that Nancy Pelosi and her cohorts lose on the election. But the main thing that you'll see here is 8 hours and did it in high heels, as they said, because the DACA dream of kids are worth it. That was a tweet that came out from Jackie Speier. She spoke for 8 hours and 5 minutes in 4-inch heels because the kids are worth it. The kids are worth wearing heels? I mean, was that poor planning? A fashion statement? Virtue signaling? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to go over that well, again, with her pantsuit brigade, like Hillary Clinton. Some of the Democrats are not happy with this. Some of them said, you know what, you're stalling the immigration talks, and you're not really saying anything. Some of them just called it a stunt that did nothing for illegal immigrants. But let's play, before we go to Nancy Pelosi and the Queen's speech, let's play the previous Queen's speech that she made in 2014, talking about these same DACAs. This is not about illegal immigration in general. This is Hillary Clinton talking about the DACA kids, because remember, the DACA memo from Janet Napolitano, who is head of Homeland Security has been tasked with Border Patrol and immigration control with ICE and the Border Patrol. And she came out and said, wrote a memo and said, we're not going to enforce the law. We're going to have deferred action, which is the euphemism for I'm not going to do my duty. I'm not going to enforce. I'm going to ignore and countermand immigration law that was passed by Congress. Now, the Dreamer Act was never passed by Congress. But now these people are called Dreamers and the DACA Act. They put all that stuff together. And we've had the Trump administration, first under John Kelly as head of Homeland Security, defer action, defer enforcement of immigration law the entire time that he was Homeland Secretary. And then the person who took his place, who was his assistant, she has also deferred this. President Trump said, we're not going to defer it anymore past March. But now they're talking about giving them citizenship. Let's listen to what Hillary Clinton had to say. We can talk about somebody that's hard line. She was right there with Donald Trump, campaigner Donald Trump. So campaigner Hillary Clinton was saying the same thing as campaigner Donald Trump. She was saying it in 2014. Here's what she had to say. Let's play that speech again.
What about right now, as we're seeing thousands of children come across, shunted off into makeshift shelters?
It's horrible.
Hard choice. Let them stay in the United States or send them back?
Well, two quick points. One, the numbers are increasing dramatically.
And that's right. You tell them they can come and stay. It's going to increase again.
Happening is that the violence in certain of those Central American countries is increasing dramatically. And there is not sufficient law enforcement or will on the part of the governments of those countries to try to deal with this exponential increase in violence, drug trafficking, the drug cartels, and
the drug war,
many children
the drug
are
cartels
fleeing
we
from
created.
That violence.
Should they be able to stay here? It's
well,
safer.
It may be safer, but that's not the answer. I do not.
So that's not the answer.
Well, first of all, we have to provide the best emergency care we can provide. We have children 5 and 6 years old who have come up from Central America.
And Glenn Beck was there with his teddy bears.
Provide border security in
so
southern Mexico.
They should be sent back now.
Well, they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who responsible adults and their families are, because there are
find their parents and send them home.
All of them can be sent back, but I think all of them who can be should be reunited with their families. And just as Vice President Biden is today in Central America. We've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary to deal with the violence in this region, to deal with border security. But we have to send a clear message.
Well, border security.
Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message
does today,
that is contrary to
even under President Trump
laws, or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
Our immigration policy has changed so quickly it makes your head spin. And when my head spins, I want to throw up. When I hear Hillary Clinton way, way, way to the right of President Trump on immigration policy to say, just because you got over the border doesn't mean you get a chance to stay. And she said that 2 years after Obama's DACA nonsense. How's that? You know, she was absolutely right. Of course, she didn't continue down that road. She realized that for politics, she was going to embrace that. And we've got a lot of older quotes from Democrats to show you just how far we've all moved on this as this is coming up. So Nancy Pelosi, the new queen, does her speech yesterday for 8 hours. And, she thanks illegal aliens for breaking the law and bringing dreamers to the United States. That's the headline from Breitbart. And that pretty much sums it up. But let's play some excerpts from the queen's speech.
We have a moral responsibility to act now to protect dreamers who are the pride of our nation and are American in every way, but on paper. So I use
Stop. Okay. We do not have a moral responsibility to foreign citizens. No, there is no right for anybody in the world to come here and become an American. This is an idea that is sold by the Gang of Eight, by John McCain, by Lindsey Graham. America is simply an idea. It isn't a nation. It doesn't have any laws. It doesn't have any culture. And so anybody can come here. And then we have a moral obligation to provide for them an education and any welfare benefits that they need, according to the Democrats, because they are constantly, number one, constantly searching for dependents. So what could be better than bringing in underage dependents and telling people that you're welcome? Look at the Trump effect. Remember this time a year ago, how border crossings plummeted to levels that we hadn't seen for decades? It was because they didn't expect that they were going to be able to stay. So why make the trip? It's a difficult trip. It's a dangerous trip. It's an expensive trip if you hire human traffickers. So why make that trip? But then, as soon as President Trump said, we're going to do wonderful things for the Dreamers, the Hispanic community and the Dreamers, they're going to love what I'm going to do for them. What happened? You saw the crossing levels go right back up to where they were under Obama when he said the same thing. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of the Queen's speech, more information about the budget, and about the military intervention abroad. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family, And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to play some more excerpts from the Queen's speech telling us that the foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here in America and benefiting from massive largesse at the expense of the American taxpayer, who are really, it's an invasion, because if people come here without any permission, without any vetting and numbers that we have absolutely no say-so about, and there's no other country on earth that does this that I know of. I mean, they've opened up for refugees, Germany and other places, and you want to see what reaction has been in Germany. Angela Merkel still doesn't have a coalition put together there, I don't believe. They were struggling on that last week. I haven't looked to see if they got that through, but they didn't expect that to happen. And in Germany, we got small arms ownership up by 85% in less than 2 years. I didn't even know Germans could own guns. We had the first gun control laws were done by Adolf Hitler, and that's not, I'm not using Goodwin's law here. That's a historical fact. The first modern gun control laws were done by Adolf Hitler. So, you know, when it fits, you got to report it. But they're taking up arms after they've added 1 million Middle Eastern immigrants. They said they were going to boost the economy. Remember, this was UN agenda. They talked about this in 2000 and said, look, we've got to bring it. We got this declining, plummeting birth rate. And we talked about that. Spermageddon, the massive plummeting birth rates, the drop in sperm count with males. And there are physiological reasons for that. It isn't just that people have decided that they're going to wait later in life to have children because they want jobs and prosperity. No, it's the societal attitude towards having children. Telling women that you don't want a family. That's always been the natural feeling, the natural desire of women to be part of a family. You know, they want to have relationships, they want to keep things together. That hasn't been the natural reaction of men, but they've been telling the women, oh, no, you don't want kids at all. And then, so that's part of it. But then there are physiological things that are happening. And that's going to be on steroids once we go to 5G. You just wait and see what happens with that. Nevertheless, They brought in these immigrants. They said, because we're not going to be able to maintain the Ponzi scheme of Social Security without these immigrants from other countries coming in. And it hasn't worked out, has it? It's been a series of terrorist attacks. It has been very, very damaging to Angela Merkel politically. And now they say demand in Germany for non-lethal weapons, including gas pistols, flares, stun guns, as well as pepper spray is on the rise. I guess even whistles, rape whistles, you know, that they're handing out in, what was it, Sweden? Handing out, you know, that's going to scare them off if you do a rape whistle. But also firearms. They said in 2017, 557,000 people obtained a license for small arms in Germany, of all places. In January 2016, they only had 300,000 people with a permit. So it soared by 85% in just 2 years. So that's the way they're reacting to a massive invasion that was done by their government. We have the same thing happening here. We're going to go back to Nancy Pelosi, virtue signaling about this. But before we go back and play any more quotes from the Queen's speech, I just want to remind you of some of the products that we put on sale here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of our newest products, CellForce, the Real Red Pill, 50% off, as well as our newest supplement, BodEase, a great way to fight against toxins, to support your liver, and to fight joint inflation. That's BodEase, 50% off. And we have an InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, which is carnivore and floor life at the deepest discounts we've ever had them, 50% off of those two. And of course, carnivore helps you, aids your digestion. Floor life provides you with probiotics. And these are probiotics that'll make it past the stomach acid to your gut so that it helps with your gut health. And we have seen many articles in the last few months by many sources talking about the importance of gut health. And of course, at the center of that is probiotics. And many times, you know, this time of year, you're taking antibiotics because maybe you got flu or something like that. That's going to kill some of your good gut bacteria as well. So you can get that digestive pack at InfoWars, 50% off of carnivore and floor life. And we really do appreciate your support. That's what funds this program, the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to the Queen's speech. Let's play a couple more excerpts from Nancy Pelosi and her high heels and her high horse, lecturing us about our moral obligation to take in anyone in the world who wants to come here and adopt them. Of course, she hasn't adopted a single child. So that's just amazing. Why don't you take somebody into your home? You're a multimillionaire with your insider trading. She's not going to do that. She's going to put that bill on you. Here's more of the Queen.
This bill to speak further about social justice in America. We feel like second-class members of Congress over here when it's not within our realm to discuss.
It's because you lost the election.
Discussed across the country.
You're second-class because you came in second.
At the White House, but here we can't have the opportunity to officially discuss legislation that is on the floor. And that is why I'm taking this time, my congressional leadership, 1 minute, to read into the record
that's the way they calculate. 1 minute turns into 8 hours.
Luke was 11 years old.
Spending.
His family brought him to the United States from South Korea. His parents brought him to the United States from Thailand when he was 9 years old. Licia Dalla, Indian American. Her personal story. Alejandro Gonzalez's story goes like this, Mr. Speaker. Luis Gonzalez, when Luis was 8 years old, his family came to the United States from
Mexico. You get the idea.
We have a little boy.
It's one sob story after the other. Let's give you one of those sob stories that she's got. I'll give you a couple of them here because in that clip, it was put together by the Washington Post, of course. They're not going into the details of all these people. But Breitbart did. Breitbart said Nancy Pelosi is entranced by 3 million dreamers. Yeah, you're dreaming about this. There's no such law. Insults American children. And they point out that her speech also shows how President Trump's America First campaign platform has pushed angry Democrats to embrace a political strategy of foreigners first. It was actually a foreigners first strategy is actually a suicide pact for the Democrats, unless we join them in the suicide pact. Unless Trump and the GOP joined them in that suicide pact, then it becomes a suicide pact for you and I and for America, for the culture, for the values, for the system that we have always had here, because we will lose control of that system. Democrats pushed, Democrat economic strategists, Cloward and Piven, writing a paper on this. And for years, when I got involved with the Libertarian Party, they've got this quiz that they call the Nolan Chart. One of the founders of the Libertarian Party was Nolan, and he tried to get people to think past this left-right paradigm into at least two dimensions. So you have the left, you have the right, but you also go down towards authoritarianism. Because if you look at the authoritarians with their military parades that they do with military hardware, it doesn't matter if they come at it from the left or from the right. They basically wind up in the same place. There's not really much difference between Stalin and Hitler, is there? I mean, they both call themselves socialist. One we would call a communist. The other we would call a fascist. Difference being that Hitler said, I'm not going to take the means of production until I have achieved total dominance and military victory. And that turned out to be a smarter tactic than to just take everything, because the government, especially communist governments, don't know how to run things. They only know how to create five-year plans. Nevertheless, when you look at the political spectrum, you have left and right, then you have the authoritarian spectrum down the bottom. It makes a diamond. What he did was he took two axes, one of them economic freedom, the other one individual freedom. And so you have a chart, okay, and then he rotated that chart 45 degrees so it looked like a diamond. So then you got left, you got right, and then you've got the bottom where you have no freedom, neither freedom, okay, and then you got the top where you have the libertarian spectrum, where you have freedom in both areas. And when you look at that spectrum, okay, you realize that you take the quiz, they give you like 10 questions, you know, 10 questions about economic freedom, 10 questions about individual freedom. And the one that I could not agree with was open borders. Now, in a purely theoretical environment, or in the environment that America was created in and operated in up until the middle of the 20th century, I would agree with open borders. The people who would come here wouldn't have a welfare system that they could exploit. They came here without a social safety net. And they came here because they liked the values of America. Freedom. That's why they came here. And when I looked at that, I said, you can't have open borders and a welfare state at the same time. It'll destroy the country. And you had Cloward and Piven writing that as a strategy, saying, let's do that so that we can destroy America. And that's what's happening as they put America last, foreigners first. It's a Cloward and Piven strategy. Common sense will tell you this. But of course, it is a plan of conquest by the Democrats. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen, Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. ImmuneWall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've been talking about Nancy Pelosi, the Queen's speech. She got over her speech impediment. She was able to talk for 8 hours, more or less. And she was able to do it wearing high heels with her pantsuit, a new accomplishment for the feminist socialists. But she chose to focus on the few dreamers that have graduated from college, writes Breitbart, because available data shows that that is not the case. These people that she is giving examples of, and you just heard that clip in the last segment, she went from one individual to the other. You know, this person came from that country, and that person came from that country. And she gave a lot of examples of people who didn't come from Central and South America. We've talked in the past about how wealthy Chinese individuals are paying $80,000 to come here and have the traditional anchor baby package done for them. You know, we're talking about these DACA individuals. This is a new class of anchor babies that was created by Janet Napolitano and Barack Obama. But traditionally, if you could get here while you were pregnant, if you could slip in and have the baby here, and in the case of these wealthy Chinese, they even get the California hospitals to pay for the babies. And they sell it as, you know, hey, your kid can get 13 years of free school, K through 12, and subsidized college anywhere you want to go. And then when you get older, you can be brought in with chain immigration so that you can retire in America. And you can get all the welfare benefits here as a retiree here in America. So it's like, sign me up, man. They're plunking down $80,000, and they're telling them how they can get through the border, which ways to conceal their pregnancy, points of entry where they're not going to be scrutinized by that, and they get transported to these areas. So this is not something that is targeted towards Hispanics. Not necessarily. These are the people, because there is no border wall. They're coming in there that it's cheaper for them to come in. They don't have to pay $80,000. They may have to pay human traffickers, and they may wind up having to pay $80,000 if we build a wall. But nevertheless, they're able to come in massive numbers because we have incentivized it. We've told them that if you get across the border, remember Hillary Clinton saying, we can't tell them that if you manage to get across the border, you can stay. That's what Obama had told them 2 years prior to that. And because Hillary Clinton wanted to run for president, she decided that was what she had to do to win. But then she changed her tune. Donald Trump started saying that. Then he got president. Now he's changed his tune. But let's take a look at what's going on, because they're throwing their traditional constituents, blue-collar working-class people, black and white, they're throwing them under the bus for this, because most of the blue-collar jobs that are taken by these non-college graduates, these dreamers, because only a quarter of them graduate. They might get into college. They might hang out there for a while. They might get your taxpayer dollars channeled into the universities. But only a quarter of the DACA-approved illegal immigrants actually graduate from college. They commit crimes at twice the rate of Americans. And only one quarter of them are even able to speak English. And then they take low-wage, low-training, blue-collar jobs away from blue-collar workers who are already here in America, American citizens and legal immigrants. That's the reality of what's going on. But she keeps telling us they're the best of the best. They are so fabulous. That's a quote from Nancy Pelosi. Best of the best. They are so fabulous. She lavished praise, writes Breitbart, lavished praise on the foreigners who illegally smuggled their children in the United States. Think about that. These parents who say they don't have responsibility, but as Nancy Pelosi said, you have a moral obligation. Where's the moral obligation of their government, of their parents? Oh, that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. Nancy Pelosi says their parents were so courageous to send them here to be raised by you. That took courageous parents to send them here. And if you don't raise them, you're not fulfilling your moral obligation, according to the Queen and her speech yesterday. We'll be right back with more from Nancy Pelosi and how she may be the gift that keeps on giving for Republicans if we don't become her. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, we've got Nancy Pelosi's speech yesterday. They had Matt Gorman, spokesman for the GOP's House Campaign Committee, said the fact that Nancy is the face and leader of the Democrat Party is the gift that keeps on giving. Unless we give them citizenship and amnesty, then that is going to be the thing that is going to be suicide for the GOP. And if the Democrats get a majority, they're going to impeach Trump whether they have a basis for it or not. So we're looking at political suicide for the GOP, and we're looking at mass murder of America. This is really what's on the table, folks. This is not a negotiating tactic. At some point, you have to clearly articulate as a leader what our principles are, and you have to stick by your campaign promises. And if you tell people and send the message that you are going to give citizenship, amnesty, not just welfare benefits, but citizenship and amnesty and voting rights to anybody that can get across the border. Hillary Clinton understood that in 2014. Why can't we as Republicans, why can't President Trump realize that everybody sees that as a negotiating tactic? Nobody's being fooled by that. He's not going to get Hispanic support for that if it doesn't happen. The Democrats are going to find some way to blame him for that. They see through that as a strategy. And I think it's a foolish strategy because it encourages people to come in illegally. And as we've seen, as soon as he started talking like that, the Trump effect was gone. And border crossings went right back up to the level that they were with Obama. But let's go back to Nancy Pelosi. She is telling everybody that the parents were courageous for sending their kids here, that it's your moral responsibility to raise and pay for their education. Forget about the fact that your kids are living in a more crowded, more dangerous environment. Forget about the fact that you have to pay massive amounts of money to provide schools and hospitals, and that it's going to be taking jobs and educational opportunities away from Americans. Because one of the things she talks about, she does focus on these people, the few, the 25% of DACA-approved illegals who graduate. Only 25% of them graduate. But she focuses on that and says, well, the AMA is telling us we might have 5,400 new people admitted into medical schools. Well, that means that they're going to be taking positions that might have been filled by Americans because there's not any shortage of people who want to get into medical school. But there are a limited number of spots there. So they're not just going to be taking jobs away from blue-collar workers who used to be the bread and butter of the Democrat Party, but they're also going to be taking higher education jobs, the ones who can speak English because only 25% of them speak English. And they commit crimes at a rate twice that of Americans. And that is adjusted for the fact that younger populations, regardless of ethnic group, that younger individuals commit crimes at a higher rate than the general population. So they look at the younger DACA recipients and compare their crime rates to that of Americans of the same age and come up with that. But as they point out in Breitbart, for Pelosi, illegals are better than Americans because Americans are unable to prevent their country from stagnating, and we need foreign children to reinvigorate jobs that American children just can't do. She said, we're a great country because we're constantly reinvigorated by immigrants coming to our country. They make America more American when they come here. And that's why our country will not stagnate. See, we can have, with legal immigration, we can make sure that we've got people who come here who do want to make America American, who do agree with our values, who do agree with our culture, and are able to support themselves like every other country that vets immigrants coming in has always done. As we said many times, you can't go to Mexico and do this illegally. And you can't go anywhere, that any country that I know of, without even places like Belize. You've got to prove that you've got a certain amount of money and that you've got sufficient wealth and income to provide for any dependents that you bring with you. You can't just drop them over the gate. I've actually seen people start to use the analogy that you can't just drop people over the gate of Disneyland and expect them to get all the free rides. They're going to be thrown out. But we want to go, and I've used that analogy in Hong Kong Disney. That's literally what happened with mainland China people who made the trip there. The place was full because there was so much demand, so they just dropped their kids over the gate and left them there. Now, even there, they didn't say to the parents, well, your kids are here. You can come on in, too. Chain admission into Disneyland. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. That's just simply a fiction. Let's play what President Trump said about Nancy Pelosi being the secret weapon that the GOP has.
To the bonuses created by our tax cuts, economists estimate that our business tax cut will raise the income of a typical family by an average of $4,000. So Nancy Pelosi,
a large part of that's going to be taken in welfare payments too.
Said that's crumbs. Well, she's a rich woman who lives in a big, beautiful house in California, who wants to give all of your money away. And she talked about crumbs. And I really think her statement about crumbs, because you're getting thousands and thousands of dollars, and you're getting it every year. So I think her statement, crumbs, will be equivalent. And I said this the other day for the first time. When I first heard the word deplorable, I thought it was a bad thing, but I had no idea it was not going to be good for our opponent. It was not good, because about 2 days after she said it, I go to a rally, and everyone's wearing shirts, I am a deplorable. We're all deplorables. I said, what's going on with the word deplorable, Rob? You know, we had that, right? It just went pretty wild. It was not a good day for her. And I think this is not a good day for Nancy Pelosi. She's our secret weapon. No, she's our secret. I just hope they don't change her. There are a lot of people that want to run her out. She's really out there. Now, I'm supposed to make a deal with her.
You don't have to make a deal with her. You don't have to become her either. We don't have to give in to this DACA fantasy that she's selling. That should not be a part of any framework that we deal with. But of course, now they're saying that the secret weapon are Russian bots. You know, we talk about the fact that we want the memo released. They say that's nothing but Russian bots. As I said, they're now calling us deplorbots. That's the way that they go. But the secret weapon and the secret sauce is immigration policy. That was what made Trump popular. That was the key policy that got him elected. That should not be abandoned. What he was saying when he ran as a candidate was, these people who came here illegally, they have to be sent home and get in line. And that still needs to be the case. We can't go wobbly here. We can't become Democrats and expect to win the election. But let's talk about what some Democrats said. Because I played for you Hillary Clinton in 2014, saying just because somebody gets across the border doesn't mean they get a chance to stay. And she said that 2 years after Obama had created this DACA mess. And it wasn't even an executive order, let alone a law. So Larry Elder, radio host, had an article, WND. Here's the xenophobe quiz. You know, are you afraid of strangers or foreigners? Oh, you're a xenophobe. You're racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, they always tell everybody. Well, he said, well, who said this about immigration? And each one of these questions he puts in the article, it's a multiple choice. Well, who said this? Was it Adolf Hitler? Was it Donald Trump? Was it Barack Obama? Here's the first one. Those who enter the country illegally, those who employ them, disrespect the rule of law. And they're showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. And circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, lawfully to become immigrants in this country. Who said that? That was Senator Obama, 2005. See how we've changed? Can you imagine Donald Trump saying something like that now as president? I mean, that sounds like candidate Trump. That's why he got elected. And, of course, Senator Obama was saying that. That's why he was saying it, was because he wanted to get elected. See, the American people don't want a framework that includes a path to citizenship and voting rights to encourage an uncontrolled wave of mass migration and invasion into this country. That's the lesson that politicians will not learn. They campaign on one thing and they go to Washington, they do just exactly the opposite. What they said they wouldn't do. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
About Nancy Pelosi's 8 hours of virtue signaling yesterday. And if that was all there was to it, we just kind of laugh it off because she's going down a path that has cost the Democrat Party 1,000 seats at various levels across this country under Barack Obama. But it's not just Nancy Pelosi. We've got Mitch McConnell coming out there saying whoever gets to 60 wins on immigration. Now, I don't think that's going to be that's not how you define it. That winning on immigration means that you get security first because you're putting America first. And it means that the people who came here illegally first have to leave and then come back in legally. I just read you a statement from Barack Obama in 2005, essentially saying that, or Bill Clinton. In 1995, this is from Larry Elder's article. Our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders, more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. That was President Clinton in his State of the Union address in 1995. There you go. 23 years ago, how the country has changed. The Democrat Party, writes the Daily Caller, has reached an unreal level of support for illegal immigration. But we're rushing to keep up with them. The Republicans, supposedly our alternative to that, is rushing to try to keep up with them. We've had people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, traitors to this country, part of the Gang of Eight, who tried to, 5 years ago, ram an immigration bill down our throats, and they're trying to do it again with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and others. It was because the American public said, we're not going to go down this road again. We've had so many times we've been promised we'd just give amnesty to the people who came here illegally, and then we will do border security and keep that from happening again. Never happened. And as they point out, the analogy in the Daily Caller, perfect analogy, Charlie Brown going up to kick the football and Lucy pulls it away every time. And that's what we're seeing from our politicians now. We've seen it on Obamacare. We've seen it on so many different issues. They want it there permanently. They want to get elected with it, and then they don't want to deliver on it. So, yeah, we're just going to deal that away. We're going to give these people citizenship and another 4 million people that are still in the pipeline on chain immigration. We're going to do that over the next decade as well. We're going to triple the number of Dreamers that are already there because we think there's more people who could qualify because all they have to do is come in and say, yeah, I've been here for a while. Yeah, that's right. I'm a DACA guy. Yeah, put me down on the list. And so we go from 0.7 million or 0.8 million to 1.8 million. And that's a negotiating tactic. Negotiating away what you voted for. Walter Williams had some comments. Immigration lies and hypocrisy. He said, how many Norwegians? Remember when we had that S-hole or Shahole comment that President Trump made? And Walter Williams said, how many Norwegians have illegally entered our nation, committed crimes, burdened our prisons and our welfare systems? I could ask the same question he said about Finnish, Swedish, Welsh, Icelanders, Greenlanders, New Zealanders. Nope, didn't happen. So there's always questions that are not explicitly asked, but can be answered with a straight yes or no. So Walter Williams says, does everyone in the world have a right to live in the U.S.? Nancy Pelosi said so. It's our moral obligation to bring them in and to support them. That's what she said yesterday. Do Americans have a right to decide who and under what conditions a person may enter our country or our home? Can people just move into your home and you have to support them? And you call the police, they don't, to remove them and say, no, we're not going to do it. We've got, we're going to take deferred action. Well, you're not going to do it for a while, if ever. And so then you vote for somebody else for mayor because you want the police to come in and remove these people who are living in your home. He promises he's going to do it and he's going to build a big wall to keep it from happening again. And then he says, well, you know what? I've negotiated the fact we're going to let them continue to live in your home. But sometime down the road, I'm going to build that wall to keep more people from coming in and living in your home. They're still going to stay, but I'm going to build that wall somewhere in the future. That's what we're hearing now. Walter Williams said, should we permit foreigners landing in our airports to ignore our U.S. border control laws? Oh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Just tell the TSA to step down, just like we did the Border Patrol. We can do that in the airports. No, that ain't going to happen, is it? Why is that? Immigration Today says, Walter Williams, even when legal is different from the immigration of yesteryear, there was no welfare system, as he points out. Says another difference between today and yesterday. Today, Americans are taught multiculturalism throughout their primary, secondary, and college education. They're taught that one culture is no better or worse than another. Well, I disagree with that. They're taught that the American culture is the worst culture in the world, the only culture that is unacceptable. That's what they're really taught. So that's one area where I disagree with Walter Williams. He says, to believe otherwise, be criticized as Eurocentrist or, at worst, racist. He said, some immigrant groups seek to bring to our country the cultural values whose failures have led to poverty, corruption, human rights violations in their home countries that cause them to flee. Or you can have the taxpayer pay for a university education for these people, and then they will teach them all that stuff here in America. Instead of bringing those values in, we'll just inculcate those values in the universities. And that's really what's happening. That's why when Ann Coulter said, these dreamers, as they call themselves, are worse than Antifa because they embody all of the ideas of Antifa. So they're worse. She said they're Antifa, rather, not worse than Antifa. She said they're Antifa, and they're worse than the drug cartels that come in. These people come in, they're violent, they know they're criminals, though. They don't expect that they have any right to stay here, and they won't get in your face and demand that they have a right to sell drugs on the street or whatever. They might get violent to do that. But these people will demand benefits from you. So we have political groups, they're called Democrats and the GOP now, that seek to use illegal immigration for their own benefit. I don't know how that's going to work out for the GOP. I really don't think it will. And this is something to say that we're going to win because we get a deal through, or we're going to win because we get to 60 first, I think is foolish, foolish in the extreme. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some other silly things that the government is doing. We've got people in New York, interestingly enough, joined by Chuck Schumer. You've probably seen this idiotic thing, the Tide Challenge, where they challenge people to take a bite of this or something. I've never watched these things. But, you know, from time to time, we come up with these stupid challenges like the Ice Bucket Challenge and things like that, and it never helps anybody. It creates a lot of videos for people to watch on the Internet and on YouTube, but it never helps anybody. I don't know what this is even supposed to be about, but we've now got people in the state of New York that want to put regulations on Tide. And it's kind of interesting. You know, I didn't watch the Super Bowl. We watched a few of the Super Bowl commercials, and I was surprised that Tide had several Super Bowl commercials, because this Tide Pod thing, even though it is horrific, has actually been a PR boon for them. And they're kind of jumping on this Tide Pod challenge by doing several Super Bowl commercials. And the Super Bowl commercials, I mean, they just seem to have some big name stars, and they have this short little 2-second cut of this big name star one place and then jump to another one of them somewhere else and another one of them somewhere else. They don't even really seem to have any kind of a narrative. They just have product placement, and that's what's going on with Tide Pods.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente at the top of the next hour. And, of course, the budget is working its way through. It looks like they're going to get a two-year budget. We've been working on short-term extensions, a month or two at a time. I think they've had like five of them since October. And now they have come up with a deal, a bipartisan deal. And like I said, it is so large, you can't print it out, can't read it. They're not going to take the time to read it. It's over 650, 700 pages, depending on the size of your type or whatever. As Nancy Pelosi says, we'll pass it so we can find out what's in it. And they can't even agree on what the price tag is going to be. Is it going to be $400 billion, $500 billion? We don't know. Who cares, right? As Peter Schiff says, and we got an article on InfoWars.com, it's a perfect example of why bipartisanship sucks. And I've talked for the last, most of the program today about Nancy Pelosi's speech and why bipartisanship on immigration and a deal on immigration is going to be a backstabbing event for us if it goes through as it's being talked about. I mean, just the idea that you're going to extend a path to citizenship for people who get across the border illegally is a horrible idea. Not only is it a bad negotiating tactic to make an offer for the other person, giving them three times what they had asked for to start with, and then negotiate it back down. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they're not going to negotiate it down. But also just to tell people that is going to light the fire of border crossings. But when we're talking about the budget deal here, this is another kind of bipartisanship. Peter Schiff says, Republicans vote for the spending they don't like, and Democrats vote for the spending they don't like, so we end up with the worst of both worlds. And they're saying it's going to be $1.7 trillion added to the deficit over 10 years. I said earlier, the cost to the states over the next decade is going to be about that amount of money for illegal immigrants. But no problem. We'll give everybody everything. We'll give the Democrats what they want with a welfare state. We'll give the Republicans what they want with a warfare state. And then we'll give the foreign citizens what they want in terms of a welfare state. Schiff goes on to say this budget deal is a disaster. It adds $400 billion to the debt over the next 2 years. Others say $500. He says it's an $80 billion in disaster relief. He says, of course, that's one time until the next disaster. But then $160 billion in spending will recur every year. And over 10 years, it'll add another $1.6 trillion to the national debt. And that was what was going to be the deal breaker on the tax cuts. And on the conservative side, some of these people who actually meant what they said when they ran for office are kind of appalled. You got people like Mo Brooks saying, I'm not only a no, I'm a hell no. Republican from Alabama. You have Representative Dave Brat, Republican of Virginia, said it's a Christmas tree on steroids. Justin Amash, Republican from Michigan, said it is disgusting and reckless. The biggest spending increase since 2009, first year of the Obama administration. I urge every American, he said, to speak out against this fiscal insanity. Representative Dennis Ross, Republican of Florida, calls it heartburn. Yeah, that's what it gives conservatives who look at this. Mark Meadows, Republican of North Carolina, current Freedom Caucus chairman, predicted the budget deal will get support from a majority of the majority, but not enough to pass without Democrat votes. Don't worry, the Democrats, you can always rely on the Democrats to spend. Not for tax cuts, but you can rely on them to spend. And as Washington Post says, Republicans are completely reversing themselves on the deficit, with the exception of these few conservatives who I just read you about. Most of them are fine with this. But look at what they did when they were virtue signaling and trying to get the majority when they were in the minority. Republican lawmakers in 2011 brought the U.S. government to the brink of default, refused to raise the debt ceiling, demanded huge spending cuts, insisted on constitutional amendment to balance the budget. That's why we voted for more Republicans, because they were doing that stuff. But now, on Wednesday, they formally broke free from all those fiscal principles because now they think they can't lose. We'll see what happens. And they voted to for $500 billion, they say. $400 billion? $500 billion? Who knows? Don't know. New spending over the next 2 years and suspend the debt ceiling until 2019. And the Senate will be voting on this today. McConnell and Schumer said, this is wonderful. This is the first sign of bipartisanship in months. Something they can both agree on. Spending money. Spending your money. And Schumer said, this is the first real sprout of bipartisanship. It's a sprout of bipartisanship. The problem is, the money doesn't grow on trees. Now, that's right. It's printed by the Federal Reserve, right? And they think they can keep doing that forever. Maybe not. Let's take a look at what's going on the military side. Again, Mo Brooks that you just heard say, I'm not only a no on this, I'm a hell no on this. And he came out and said, I would rather, instead of having a parade, I'd rather spend the money on the soldiers. He said, when you have this kind of insolvency risk that Americans face, every penny that the federal government spends is important and you have to prioritize. Would you rather spend the money on ammunition or weapons capabilities for our soldiers who are risking their lives? Or would you rather spend it on a parade? Personally, I'd rather spend it on things that help train our soldiers, that help to make them better warfighters, and also empower them to win with a minimal loss of life when we ask them to go into combat. That's my preference, he said. And of course, as I said earlier, I'm just viscerally repulsed by military parades. They are the trappings of dictatorship and empire, and they have no place in America. That's just my opinion. I'm not going to candy coat it by saying I'd like to spend more money on soldiers. I would like to spend less money on war. How about that? How about we stop some of these wars that we've had for years and years? I've lost count of the number of wars. Is it 7? Is it 8? Is it 9? How many of them have they declared that we even know about some of these wars? I mean, you see what happens in some of these countries. All of a sudden, you see several people get killed. And it's like, oh, yeah, we've been at war there for a while. We just forgot to tell you about it. Kind of like Leon Panetta. So, yeah, we might tell you about that. We might tell Congress about it. I don't know if we'll tell the public about it. We'll get permission from the UN if we need their help. And from NATO, well, we'll do whatever we want. We won't follow the Constitution. So go back and take a look at how they're spending the money, not just on parades. Brigade report from the Daily Call of the Department of Defense has awarded a company with only one employee a $7 million contract. $7 million contract. They got one employee. They've been around for 2 years. Is this involved Dick Cheney or what? I don't know what's going on with this. Is he still around? Is he doing that kind of stuff? That's got the type of thing that he used to do all the time. Another one from Zero Hedge. How Al-Qaeda ended up with anti-aircraft missiles. Here is the congressional authorization. In the last week, we've had an Su-25 Russian jet shot down with a very sophisticated man pad. These man pads are heat-seeking, shoulder-fired missiles capable of hitting targets flying at anywhere between 10,000 and 15,000 feet. Now, this particular one, this sophisticated one, these are not being manufactured, by the way, by Al-Qaeda. They don't have that kind of manufacturing capability. They also don't have the ability to train pilots to fly planes lower and faster than they're physically capable of flying either. This kind of help comes from the U.S. government. So who gave Al-Qaeda this ability to do this? Because they shot down that jet with a Russian in it. And then when he parachuted out, there's video of the people surrounding him. And as they're getting close to him, he detonates a grenade to blow himself up, so he isn't tortured to death. And you can hear him saying in Russian as they come there, this one is for the boys, and he blows himself up. Now, that was a Russian, and then we had a case today where we've had Syrian government-held areas that have been attacked by U.S. planes, and they have Russians stationed there. You understand that we are now going toe-to-toe with the Ruskies, as they say, in Dr. Strangelove. And it is a Dr. Strangelove foreign policy being pursued by the military-industrial complex in this White House. It's insane. But you want to know how they got that? Well, they've got the article on Zero Hedge will show you the actual authorization because they have to be very specific about who they're giving it to, why they're giving it to, and so forth and so on. We're told that this is for moderates. Yeah, right. That's the same lie that John McCain has been selling for a long time. It was just put in. The National Defense Authorization Act. That's where they put all the garbage every time and justify it because it's for the troops. It's for the boys, right? No, actually, it's the same. That for the boys thing is exactly what that Russian soldier did. He blew himself up. We're blowing up our own country.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whew, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight. I want to talk a little bit more about these weapons programs and how we're being pushed into multiple new wars at ever-increasing levels by what is happening in Washington right now. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales we have and a new product. We have a new product called Icarin. Supports your liver and kidneys by detoxifying your body. It is fueled by a milk thistle extract. And Icarin is available at 50% off as an introductory price at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a couple of other new products that are 50% off. We have Cellforce, the Real Red Pill, and we have an InfoWars Daily Digestive Pack. You can get both Carnivore and Floor Life at the deepest discounts we've ever had, 50% off, and that supports your digestive ability with Carnivore and your probiotic gut health with Floor Life. So you can get both those together, the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, 50% off, an unprecedented discount. We really do appreciate your support, and you can find those products at InfoWarsStore.com. I was just talking about how Al-Qaeda ended up with the anti-aircraft missiles that shot down that Russian jet, playing very dangerous escalation games in Syria. Question is, why are we there? We've been told that we defeated ISIS. We've been told that we ran them out of their headquarters in Raqqa and elsewhere at a tremendous cost of to get them out of there. And yet, now we are still pushing the policies of regime change and escalating it with these very lethal weapons of manpads. Now, that's in Syria. I tell you what's going on elsewhere. We've also got Iran. Remember these? This was the plan. It's been the plan for a very long time. We were warned about this by Wesley Clark. That, hey, here's the countries that we're going after. And they're still going after them. The man who sold us the Iraq War, his name is Lawrence Wilkerson. He was the chief of staff to former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who in his 2003 speech to the UN said, this paints a clear picture that war was the only choice, defending the fact that we went there for the weapons of mass destruction and so forth. And he did an op-ed piece on Monday. He said, I helped to sell the false choice of war once, but it's happening again. Happening again. Where is this one? Okay, not Iraq, but Iran. He singled out Nikki Haley, the lady that is being groomed to run for the presidency by the neocon GOP wing of the Republicans. Singled her out for her recent saber rattling against Iran. This is an article from Zero Hedge. He accused her of presenting questionable evidence that Iran was not complying with the Security Council resolutions regarding its ballistic missile program and in Yemen. And we've been told that these missiles that were fired from Yemen into Saudi Arabia that nearly hit the airport, well, it did hit part of the airport and other places. We've been told that they were intercepted by anti-aircraft missiles made by the U.S. given to Saudi Arabia, but then independent individuals said, oh, actually, no, they weren't. They weren't intercepted. So, who knows? Maybe they work, maybe they don't. But when that happened, they immediately said, Iran is behind this. It's Hezbollah and these other groups. So, keep that in mind, because I've got some information about these Iran-backed militias and our own Department of Defense coming up here in just a second. But anyway, talking about this, it says, just like Powell, he said, Ms. Haley showed satellite images, other physical evidence available only to the U.S. intelligence community to prove her case, but the evidence fell significantly short. He accused Nikki Haley of making claims about Iran that essentially mirrored Powell's claims about Iraq and warned that the war with Iran will be very different. Very different. Well, we'll see, because they're probably going to push us into that. Meanwhile, we have the bombshell revelation that the Department of Defense has admitted $80 million in M1 Abrams tanks. I'm not an expert on defense weapons, but I think that's our most sophisticated tank. Maybe they've got a new one now. I mean, the M1 Abrams tank is a very sophisticated weapon system. $80 million worth of M1 Abrams tanks have ended up with these same Iran-backed militias that we are telling everybody, along with the Saudis, were responsible for launching missiles out of Yemen into Saudi Arabia that, depending on who you believe, we either intercepted or were unable to intercept. So we're giving them M1 Abrams tanks. We're giving ISIS in Syria manpads to shoot down Russians. And then, of course, if they can't get the job done, we'll send in our own planes to shoot the Russians. Because we want to have war at any cost. And we look at Syria. We just had Secretary of Defense Mattis threatening military action over, guess what, a Syrian gas attack. Well, we think this might have been Syrian gas. How many times have we heard that? How many times have we seen that disproved? And he says, well, I don't have the evidence, but what I'm saying is other people have told us that. They've said sarin has been used, so we're looking for evidence. And meanwhile, we want to go in. And I think we need to do more attacking in Syria. And he's also pushing for sea-based nukes. He said, we need more leverage over the Russians. This is part of a nuclear posture report. Establishes a whole series of different types of nuclear arms that might be more useful to the administration, certainly much more expensive. Mattis, in particular, was very keen on the establishment of new sea-launched nuclear cruise missiles in his comments. So when we look at all this and we look at this budget deal and we look at the NDAA, which is where they authorize the man pads for ISIS, the moderate rebels, of course, for regime change in Syria. Question is, what is going on? Are we ever going to get control of this empire? Instead of pulling out of the Syrian war, which we had hoped that President Trump was going to do, now we're looking at a military parade in Washington. This is going the wrong direction, folks. Seriously, wrong direction. This is not sustainable. You cannot continue to go into debt. We've had previous military generals tell us that the most important thing we could do for our defense, our national defense, was to be solvent fiscally. But we are not pursuing that policy anymore. We are hitting exponential increase in growth in terms of debt, in terms of annual deficits. But don't worry, they're on the important issues. As I said before, we've got Chuckie Schumer and state New York Democrats are saying we've got to stop people from doing the Tide Challenge. And we are going to have to go to great lengths, they said, to put this down. According to the government, people are eating Tide Pods because they look so appealing, writes the Free Project Report, Free Thought Project. They say a New York bill has been proposed on Tuesday that would require Procter & Gamble to individually wrap each pod and put a warning label on it, even though they do tell you, in case you're too stupid to realize it, that Tide is not a food. Not a food. They say this is all, of course, about the Tide Pod Challenge. And as Free Thought Project says, when Tide Pod consumption first became an issue, you had Senator Chuckie Schumer give a press conference demanding that the Consumer Product Safety Commission crack down on detergent companies who use colorful pods for their soap. This is what we can call the New York state of mind. Apologies to Billy Joel. He said, this is what Chuck Schumer said. The incidents are skyrocketing. These pods were supposed to make household chores easier, not tempt our children to swallow harmful chemicals. Are they really? Are they really tempting you to swallow harmful chemicals? I saw one on one of my staffers' desk and I wanted to eat it. I want to see the YouTube video. Please, please, Chuckie, eat it. Or at least eat your words. He says, I don't know why they make them look so delicious. Schumer is making some very strange confessions here. You never knew that he had these kinds of disorders, did you? And then he goes on to say, we don't want to throw out the baby with the detergent water. No, we just want to throw out the Democrats who think that they need to ban this because it looks so delicious. These people have gone beyond any kind of understandable delusion. As they point out, the pods can burn your insides. They burn your mouth. They burn your skin if they touch it. The liquid bursts open. It goes to the back of your throat. It could cause burns in the back of the throat, which would necessitate an ER visit, says a toxicologist at UCSF Fresno. Yeah, this is our government. So they've got to stop us from that. Meanwhile, if you take something that some people have used as medicine, like medical marijuana, or now kratom, they're coming after kratom. And the FDA is trying to ban this. And here's a sentence I want you to pay attention to from the AP report. Kratom remains legal under federal law, but FDA inspectors have been seizing and destroying shipments at international mail facilities for months. How could they do it? It's legal, but they're intercepting it and destroying it. Because if it doesn't have an FDA-approved medical use for a plant, then everything is prohibited unless expressly prohibited and permitted, rather, and the government can do whatever they want. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the concern amongst New York Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, who said he saw a Tide Pod on a desk of one of his staffers. He said, I wanted to eat it. Why do they make that stuff look so delicious? As they try to do Tide Pod prohibition. And then we have the FDA coming in and saying that there is no legal prohibition against kratom because it's a plant. And we've had a conservative legislator here in Texas say, I want to go through the, he had a bill that would go through the Texas code, Texas law, and remove all references to marijuana because he said, this is a plant. God created it. We're not going to regulate it. It doesn't need to be in there and so forth. And so we have these kinds of insanities that even though the FDA doesn't have a law that allows them to do it, they intercept shipments and destroy them of kratom that have been coming in internationally. And now the FDA has now declared kratom to be an opioid. Let's talk about real opioids. Why aren't they doing prohibition on those? We're told we have a opioid epidemic, but they won't prohibit it, right? Why? Because it's big pharmaceutical profits. And even if you've got something like medical marijuana, or some people say kratom, I don't know anything about kratom. I've never used medical marijuana. I know even less about kratom. But the idea that they would confiscate this stuff when they don't have any legal authority to do so, the fact that everything would be prohibited unless expressly permitted by our unelected, unaccountable bureaucracies, is something that makes me want to throw up like I just put a Tide Pod in my mouth. And I was joking with our crew here, and I said, you know, we ought to get a clip of the Little Rascals where they they put the soap in their mouth. You probably remember the episode. They spit it out, and I think his alfalfa is singing after he swallows it or something, and he's blowing bubbles as he's singing. Yeah, I guess that's what Chucky Schumer was looking at when he thought it looked delicious. Maybe he'd seen that episode of Little Rascals. But when they talk about kratom, Free Thought Project makes the point that they say they're doing this in the interest of protecting public health. But they're going to shut down this while they pay no attention to the pharmaceutical industry that has addicted the nation with synthetic opioids. They point out kratom is not an opioid, as they claim it to be. It's derived opiates are derived from poppies, and opioids are man-made opiates. Both opiates and opioids depress the respiratory system and are deadly in respect as related to overdoses. But kratom, they said, is in the coffee family, and it doesn't have the properties of opioid-induced respiratory depression. But here's the interesting part about it, guys, because it always comes down to money and patents, right? Why was it that with all of its medical benefits, medical marijuana was prohibited, and yet Marinol, synthetic versions of it, were encouraged? Well, same thing is going on here. We had a patent from a couple of different universities, University of Massachusetts Medical School and University of Mississippi in 2010. They applied a patent that specifically recognized kratom as a treatment for opioid withdrawals. And then there were other patents that came up from things that they extracted from kratom. So the problem is these patents are essentially useless as long as you got a natural version of it around. And so what do you have to do? You have to prohibit the natural version so the big pharmaceutical companies can sell you the synthetic version of this or the concentrated form, like the opioids, that are going to be far more dangerous, far more expensive, making them money. That's what this is truly about, truly about. And we see the same thing coming on with Bitcoin. There's all these articles we're seeing from The Hill and others saying the crypto boom sends Washington scrambling. You got Washington, you got China, you got the UK, all of this, South Korea. We got to find a way to protect people from Bitcoin. It's kind of like Tide Pods. You know, people might abuse this. And I say, well, you know, caveat emptor. But it tells you something about Bitcoin that they're worried about. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in the next segment, talking about the economy, about the budget, about the military. We'll be right back.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results. So you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge. Mold's a scourge. And you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
I'm David Knight, and we are pleased to have Gerald Celente join us. He's the publisher of TrendsResearch.com, Trends Journal. He has, you can find that at TrendsResearch.com. And Gerald has always been one of my favorite economic forecasters, and as well as a political analyst. And so I wanted to talk to Gerald today about this budget deal that we're seeing out here. We don't even have an agreement from the people who probably haven't read the budget agreement as to whether or not it's going to be a $400 or a $500 billion spending bill. I mean, they don't even know how much. It's like, who cares, right? We can just print some more paper. So I wanted to talk to Gerald about that, about his thoughts about the stock market, about Bitcoin, and even about the state of wars everywhere that we are seeing here. So joining us now is Gerald Celente with TrendsResearch.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Celente.
Oh, always great being on with you, David. Real news is one of the rare places to find. You know, people say it's fake news out there. It's not fake news. It's identity news. It's people going to their stations to hear what they want and to solidify their own thoughts rather than opening their minds up to other aspects of what's going on. So it's really, it's, while there's fake news into it, it's more like identity news, and it's stopping people from seeing the current events forming future trends. So it's great to on Real News.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like a confirmation bias. And certainly we can see this with the memo wars that are coming out. You know, both sides are coming at this as like, well, this says bad things about your guys. This says bad things about your guys. Nobody is looking at the surveillance state, which is the tool that these people use. Both of these sides who are so afraid of each other, they ought to be coming together to shut down this tool of oppression. Instead, all they do is argue about who's going to have control of the tool.
I mean, look what just happened with NBC, bringing on a former CIA director. And they're talking about RT, you know, being controlled by the government. You know, if this was in my day when I was a young guy, this would be an outrage.
That's right.
And
we had Glenn Greenwald say what we were missing was the CIA view on the news. We've had the CIA view of the news for a very long time, haven't we?
Yeah, but now it's right in front of us and nobody seems to care. So anyway, it's great being on with you.
Well, thank you. What do you think? First of all, what do you think about the stock market? I mean, we've had Paul Craig Roberts say, it looks like they pulled it out this time with the plunge protection team, but long-term, it doesn't look too healthy still because it's at such high levels. What do you think about that?
Here we go. Trends Journal, summer edition. There'll be a U.S. stock market correction of about 10%, but absent a wild card, not a market crash. And then the current Trends Journal, not the current one, the one that came out in fall. However, we do see a correction of up to 10% next year, meaning 2018. And in June, we also said the same thing. The market's gone up 34% since Trump got elected. Yeah. It has to go down about 6,000 points before it goes back to where it was.
That's right.
It's a natural correction. The markets are highly overvalued in terms of their price earnings ratios, which are near historic highs, and it's over leveraged. So when you get to these points, you have a correction. So why don't we see a crash? Go back to the panic of 08. Everybody and their uncle was buying houses, taking out second mortgages, going deep in debt. You had the subprime crisis. So it was something that was bringing it down that everyone was involved in. Go back to the dot-com bust. They were making up stuff. Everybody and their cousin became an expert in the dot-com boom, and there was nothing there to back it up. This is different this time. Look at the global equity markets. Beyond it, look at the global markets themselves. Look at the data that just came out from China today about how imports have dramatically increased and exports have dramatically increased. Look at the GDP numbers coming out of India. Look at the GDP numbers that are boosting the growth in Europe. So we have a growing economy. So the stock market is one thing. It's way overvalued, as I said, regarding price earnings ratios near historic highs. But the fundamentals of the economy are sound. So that's why
you got this big tax cut that came in, and just as people were starting to, we had a good jobs report or whatever, but just as people were starting to see that tax cut reflected in their paychecks, the stock market looks at this and says, oh, that's good news. And so they typically do sell on good news. Now, that's kind of counterintuitive for most people in the world, but that's the way the stock market guys look at it. But also going to Davos, as they were going to this globalist confab, everybody there was saying, gee, you know, everybody's doing really, really well talking about the same things that you were just saying there, and said, this has got to be too good to be true. So they kept saying that over and over again. Maybe they convinced themselves for a short period of time. I don't know.
It's going to be a correction. It's just overvalued. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's our forecast. What you mentioned about the jobs, by the way, 80% of the people in the workforce, their numbers didn't go up. That spike in job growth came from a very small percentage. And these are managers in higher levels that drove it up. For the rest, 80%, it's back to where it basically was in terms of job growth. But what was the fear, David? The fear is inflation and higher interest rates.
Right, right.
That's what's low interest rates, the flood of cheap money, is what drove the market's up. Now, you mentioned the tax breaks from Trump. Go back again to 2004, when under George Bush, he let the companies repatriate a lot of their money from overseas with very low tax hit. Where did the money go? 96% of it went into stock buybacks. So now you have all this cash coming back in, not only from repatriating from overseas, but also from they're going to do much better in the corporations with lower tax rates. So they're going to be buying back their stocks. They're going to be driving up the prices. Again, we're not in a negative economic environment. If we saw our GDP falling, if we saw unemployment increasing and the stock market's going up, then you got a problem. Mm-hmm. But we don't see that now. And now there's going to be more cheap money going back in. But the fear is interest rates. If interest rates go too high, yes, the markets will go down.
And so we got a new Fed chairman. I mean, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, certainly we've got, as you point out, good fundamentals in terms of the economy. They're going to benefit, corporations will be benefiting increasingly from tax cuts as they are bringing in massive amounts of money. And we haven't even seen that happening with corporations like Apple that said, many of them have said, we're going to expand operations, we're going to build plants, we're going to bring money back in. Of course, as you pointed out, a lot of that money is going to go into the stock market. But none of that has happened yet. They haven't repatriated the money. They haven't hired anybody. They haven't built any factories. So we're still looking at expectations. That's something that can prop it back up. As you said, the question is inflation, and will the new Fed chairman react by raising interest rates? What do you think?
Well, again, I kind of smile a little bit when you said about the new Fed chairman.
Yeah, because he's been there for a while.
Well, no, I'm just saying, though.
But he's,
who appointed
him? He hasn't been chairman, but he's been around in this inner circle of people.
And again, who appointed him?
Yeah.
Trump. So the Obama chairperson left. The Trump chairperson is in. So they're going to play the Trump card. They're going to be in sync with the White House. And if anybody thinks that it's separated, grow up. And so Trump's major objective in life has been business. Like him, hate him, it's not the issue. He's interested in making money. It's been his whole life. He's going to do making
money. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. You can find him at trendsresearch.com. And as we hear, money is what we're talking about. You want to go talk a little bit more about that, and then we'll talk about what's going on militarily. We'll be right back.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order.
As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com, a publisher of Trends Journal. We've just been talking about the stock market, and I want to briefly touch on the budget deal that has been passed partially and working its way through the Senate. And we've had a lot of conservative Republicans who are very concerned about this. But for the most part, Republicans are saying, hey, this is wonderful bipartisanship. What do you think about this? This budget deal, because, you know, a big part of our future economy, of course, is tied to the government debt. And we're talking about interest rates. That's going to affect that when the government's in the marketplace, competing with everybody for, debt and printing money like there's no tomorrow. Maybe there is no tomorrow. What do you think, Gerald?
Well, it's just what you said about the debt. So now if interest rate goes up, right? Then we got to pay more. Mm-hmm. So that's why we don't think they're going to raise interest rates as much as they're saying they are. In 2018, this year, because they keep piling on debt. And if the interest rates go up, then the, you know, the cost of servicing, it goes way up. I want to also mention, David, a very important indicator for people to look at if they want to see what direction the markets are going to go in. Watch gold prices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If this market was going to crash, you would have seen gold spike, and it didn't. As a matter of fact, it backtracked a bit, moving up a little now. Mm-hmm. So gold is the safe haven asset when there's economic and geopolitical uncertainty. So
that's
again,
interesting, because we've talked about that. You know, last time I talked to you before the end of the year, and you were saying the same thing. And also, they weren't taking their money out of the stock market and putting it into Bitcoin, because we saw a retraction on Bitcoin. And as John McAfee and other people are still bullish on Bitcoin, said he put out a tweet that had a series of charts going back to 2015. He said, look, it's done this at the beginning of the year, every year, 2018, 17, 16, even 15. He showed the chart of the last 4 years, how it takes a real run up at the end of the year, and then people take profits at the beginning of the year. What do you make of what's going on with Bitcoin?
Well, I would suggest that the charts that he used before didn't have in it that major banks won't let you buy Bitcoin now using credit cards.
Mm-hmm,
Those charts back then didn't have China basically banning it now, trying to make it very difficult even to buy it online and from other countries. And back then, South Korea wasn't putting more restrictions on ICOs. And back then, you didn't have the kind of government crackdowns that are coming. And you mentioned the names of some of them before. And so what it is that the cryptocurrencies, the reason why the banksters hate them so much is because it's making them obsolete. And they're going to do everything they can to try to stop them. And when you look at Bitcoin, for example, at one time it was what? 85% of the cryptocurrency markets. And now it's a much smaller percentage of that. So we believe the cryptos that are going to grow are the ones that have a product or a service behind them. So, for instance, Ripple providing a service to do transactions. Mm-hmm. So those kind of cryptos we see growing, but there's going to be continuing government pressure from the banksters because they're the ones that keep saying how much they hate it. Whether it's JP Morgan Chase, and again, look what they just did. Now you can't take out, you can't buy, cryptos with your credit cards from major banks. So there's going to be.
You probably can still do online gambling though. I don't imagine they have a problem with that. Or as we pointed out the other day, you probably can buy porn with your credit cards from these things, but you can't buy Bitcoin because they got to protect you. They're very paternalistic about that. But we know what they're really trying to protect is their monopoly and their control. And so as you're correct in pointing out, I think we've got government and the banks coming together to do everything they can. We've got the SEC. We've got the Commodities Future Trade Commission. All these entities are coming together here in the United States. We've seen the same thing talked about in the UK. You mentioned China, South Korea, other places. I wonder, you know, you're talking about Ripple, and of course it is envisioned as a way to speed up transactions that through the current banking system. It can take a couple of days. They would make that go instantaneous. So it's got a different gimmick tied to it. There's some other currencies as we look at these outright prohibitions that are coming down the line with governments. There's some other currencies like, Dash used to be called Darkcoin, or you got Monero, and they have been, their gimmick is that they anonymize, who is holding the cryptocurrency, unlike Bitcoin, which has a blockchain that basically creates an audit trail. Ones like Monero, they anonymize who's sending the money, who's receiving the money, and even the amount is all hidden from that. So do you think those types of cryptocurrencies, as you correctly pointed out, Bitcoin is starting to shrink in the overall crypto market, and these other specialty coins that have their own gimmicks that they do better than Bitcoin are starting to come up. Do you think we're going to see these kind of dark coins for the dark web rise as we see prohibition come out?
Well, even more than that, in the sense that the ones that use different elements of blockchain technology and bring it into practice, into industry and corporations and banking. Mm-hmm. So rather than getting stocks, you're going to get tokens. So it's really just a new form of a company. And I also want to, you know, I'd like to just mention also about what you were talking about before I was going on the air about the opiates and the drug companies and how you mentioned how they're going to save us all the time, the government, while they let the big criminals get away with murder. Literally.
That's right.
Here is a full page ad. Most people have never seen this. See this big ad? This is from the
Reynolds Tobacco.
It's in the New York Times. A federal court has ordered Lorillard, Altria, Philip Morris USA, and R.J. Reynolds Tobacco to make this statement about designing cigarettes to enhance the delivery of nicotine. Lorillard, Altria, Philip Morris USA, and R.J. Reynolds Tobacco intentionally designed cigarettes to make them more addictive. This is being forced to be put out by, this was part of the deal. Cigarette companies control the impact and delivery of nicotine in many ways, including designing filters and selecting cigarette paper to maximize the ingestion of nicotine, adding ammonia to make the cigarette taste less harsh, and controlling the physical and chemical makeup of the tobacco blend. When you smoke, the nicotine actually changes the brain. That's why quitting is so hard.
Wow.
Look at this.
Wow.
This is mass murder. Could anybody put that in their head? Does anybody over 6 years old ever hear of a thing called lung cancer?
Yeah.
These SOBs that have been doing it, and they get a free ride. But hey, let's get that guy who was just selling an ounce of pot to somebody, and we got to stop this criminality because that'll lead to worse addiction. And they get away with this stupid crap, and you got little jerks like this Sessions shooting off his little fat mouth about marijuana when they let these SOBs
get away with mass murder. But that's okay. You know why? Because the politicians get something called, from these scum, campaign contributions.
Yeah, exactly. So they had to put out a mea culpa confessing their crimes as part of the terms. And now we know that what they did deliberately. They had to actually confess to it. We'll be right back with Gerald Slinty. We'll talk more about that.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We've got Gerald Celente with us one more segment. Of course, the publisher of Trends Journal. You can find that. And Gerald Celente at trendsresearch.com. And I wanted to get into geopolitics since we've just got Gerald on for one more segment here. We've had some, as I mentioned earlier in the program, we've had some troubling things happening in Syria. Gerald, one of the things that Gerald has done in the past, you may or may not know, he had his Occupy Peace movement that he was doing, and I really do respect that, Gerald, and I thank you for doing that. But now it looks like we're about occupying Syria, because we've got man pads that have been authorized by the NDAA, this last NDAA, that just shot down a Russian Su-25. The pilot was killed on the ground. Then just yesterday, we had direct involvement of U.S. military planes bombing pro-Syrian forces there. So after we've seen the defeat of ISIS strongholds, it appears that we're still pursuing a policy of regime change in Syria and more direct U.S.-Russian involvement. We're getting very close to direct involvement between the two countries. What do you think about that, other geopolitical issues?
Well, you know, we wrote about these markets, and we said that the what would bring down the equity markets, this is in the Trends Journal, is that they about war. And that's what's going to crash the markets. If these wars keep heating up the way they are, you're going to start seeing a lot of global unrest at a time when you have the markets are unsure. This is the kind of thing that could bring them down. If you pick up yesterday's New York Times, which I call they call themselves the paper of record, I call the toilet paper of record, they're chastising the Trump administration, and then a two-page spread inside for not doing more about stopping what's going on in Libya, and that the Russians are moving in and the Islamic fundamentalists are gaining strength in Libya. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, who's the person that caused this?
That's
right.
It
was Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice.
And doing that stuff so they could send arms from Libya, channel arms into Syria as part of that
exactly.
as well, yeah.
But no one's talking about the causes. And now the Trump administration's going on and moving more into Syria. So when are they going to – could anybody show me any successes from the military involvement in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Syria? And they just keep ratcheting it up.
Well, it made a lot of money for the people in the military-industrial complex. I was just talking about one company. They got this massive contract. It's been in existence for 2 years and it's got one employee.
Yeah.
That's the way this goes.
And it goes back to Eisenhower's, you know, farewell address, warning the nation that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and future of the children. Here we are. So to answer your question about what's going on over there, you know, it's more than just Russia. It's with Turkey is really angry that the United States is over there supporting the Kurds that they don't want to support. And again, you know, here we are in a nation. Hey, did any Amtrak trains crash today? I mean, did you drink the water over there in Flint or 10,000 other places that's loaded with lead?
Yeah. I know, you got three train derailments and crashes. Then we had one of them just come apart. While it was going from New York to Maryland at 125 miles an hour, just fell apart, the train.
And talking about New York, you take the subway over here, it's the night in Calcutta. You know, so here we are trying to fix what's going on around the world while it's rotting over here. But again, putting this back into perspective, when you have instability in equity markets like you have now, and you have a flashpoint that's geopolitical lightning, this thing crashes in a minute. And that's what people aren't looking at, the implications of this. So if this keeps, because that's what also will happen, is you're going to see oil prices spike. So if oil prices spike, and now you have 78% of the people in America living paycheck to paycheck, and they have to pay $4.350 a gallon, what's that going to do to retail sales?
That's right. And of course, most of these places that we're involved in are going to be places that are going to immediately affect oil shipment because we're throughout these countries, throughout the Middle East and so forth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is what we're really concerned about, and there seems no end in sight. And you mentioned about Occupy Peace. It's very hard to raise money for peace. I know the son of one of the richest people in the world that won't give us a penny for peace, nor the other billionaires that we've reached out to. Nothing. Nothing to support Occupy Peace. But if people want to support it, they could go to OccupyPeace.com because the choice is ours, either peace or death. You know, pick your poison. And peace isn't poison, but death is surely. And again, it's robbing us of our future. And that's
it's rich man's war, poor man's fight. It's always been that way. The rich men are going to get much richer with these wars. They want it. The military industrial complex is making money hand over fist. I mean, it's an article. I don't know if you heard it. They've had, M1 Abrams tanks being given to Iran militia as we're saying that we've got to go to war with the Iran militia, in Iran because they've got this militia. So we're sending them tanks. I mean, this is the insanity of our foreign policy. We're arming both sides because there's a lot of money in it. And we're involved in every conflict, making enemies of both sides. We talk about Syria. I mean, we're making every side there hates us pretty much. And that's typically been the way our foreign policy has worked in the past.
And so now let's look at it. The business of America is war.
Yes.
And the business of China is business. I mentioned about China's imports and their exports. Look at the trade deficit with the United States. Look at China with their $1 trillion One Belt, One Road initiative with the United States. We got to put more money into the military. So you can see what the implications are. China went from 5% of the GDP of its population when they joined the World Trade Organization in 2001 being middle class to now it's almost 35%.
Yeah, absolutely. It's changed dramatically and rapidly. I know people who adopted a child from China before we did, and they were talking about how people were dressed in different aspects of poverty. And certainly it was still very poor when we went there about 5 or 6 years after that. But it was amazing how much different it was, you know, just in that 5 years, the way people were dressing, the level of consumer spending that they were able to do. And, you know, they were basically buying the same types of clothing and everything at Walmart that they previously, just 5 years before that, they couldn't afford that.
Well, they were making.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
again,
exactly.
One of our top trends for 2017 was Silicon Valley, Rust Belt 2.0. And what we're saying is you're going to see much more of it going to Asia. And right now, for example, China is leading in artificial intelligence. And you're seeing companies from the Silicon Valley opening up in Beijing. And then when they bring people over here now from China to Silicon Valley, they laugh at how backward it all is compared to what's going on in China. So again, if you want the people think when you say, oh, you know, wars, you know, it makes good money. No, it doesn't. It only enriches a very few. There's much more prosperity with peace. But people in this country can't seem to get it in their head.
Yeah, and it's long-term strategic thinking in terms of what you're talking about, artificial intelligence and other things. Hugo de Garis, that I've interviewed many times about artificial intelligence, general artificial intelligence as well as applied, he was hired by the Chinese to go there, and he taught for many years. And then when he decided to retire, there because he said, hey, it's going to be a lot more prosperous than the West after having lived there for a while. So that's what we're seeing with the Chinese. Anything else on your – we've got about 1 minute left. Anything else that you want to comment on, Gerald, before we go? Actually, we've got less time. We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, I would just say again, when you're watching the markets, watch gold. People aren't talking about this. So if you
very
start
important.
Seeing gold prices spike, here's the forecast. It has to go strongly over 1450 an ounce. If it goes over 1450 an ounce, you're going to see a Bitcoin bounce. You're going to see it go to 2000 an ounce. So again, for us, we're saying make sure you have a safe haven asset. We don't get
that's very important advice. News. And always spot on. Gerald has always been spot on. You can find him at TrendsResearch.com where you can get Trends Journal. Thank you, Gerald.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've got one more segment in the program, and I want to take a quick look at one or two other economic things I think are kind of interesting. The Elon Musk issue, the big PR stunt that we saw yesterday, but there's some real information underneath this, things that most people don't look at other than financial analysts. And that is not just the burn rate of his rocket, but the burn rate of his capital here that's going on as they continue to lose money. But even more importantly, the geopolitical aspects of the competition for resources to make batteries, lithium. Talked about this many times. Talked about the fact that that's probably one of the key reasons why we're still in Afghanistan. And the U.S. military will say there's absolutely no plans on getting out of there. It's about the lithium. And I'll give you some information about that, as well as what George Soros is up to. He's trying to overturn Brexit. So we're going to try to get both those in this segment. Real quickly,
I want to tell you about the new product that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Icarin, it is a way to support your liver and kidneys and to detoxify your body. It's got a powerful formula that is fueled by milk thistle extract, and it's now available at a 50% introductory price at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, take a look at the product. We tell you what's in it, why we know that it's an effective product, the ingredients that are in there. Do your own research, and I think you'll agree with us. Also, we have an InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, both carnivore and floor life, powerful digestive aids to help you digest, but also to increase your gut probiotics. You can get those two together, carnivore and floor life, for 50% off, the deepest they've ever been discounted, and other new products, Cell Force and the Real Red Pill, also 50% off. So take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, yesterday we had Elon Musk. He's talking about, we got this great burn rate. Actually, it exceeded our expectations and maybe their plans and maybe put it off course. Certainly looks like it's going off course. They said it's going to the asteroid belt instead of to Mars because they burned it a little bit too long, and maybe they may be burning their cash in the same way. Fourth quarter results that were unveiled the same day that he took one of his failed roadsters and put it on top of his rocket to, hey, watch this, not my financial books. The fourth quarter results were unveiled on the same day. Most people didn't pay any attention to that. It shows that they don't have any sales growth expected in the Model S or Model X. They're still unable to produce the Model 3. They have a backlog at the current production rate that will take them about 60-some-odd years to fulfill the orders. I don't think the people are going to wait that long, so it's going to be very damaging for them if they have to give that money back and deposits. I think they have to give the money back for that if people pull out. I don't know. Maybe those are non-refundable deposits, but it certainly is going to hurt their brand if they do it. But take a look at the other issues that are there. And, of course, you know, we've seen things, not only the PR stunt of the rocket launch with a car on the top of it and a dummy spaceman there, but we've also seen things to distract you from the fact they haven't been able to fulfill orders. So, hey, look, here's our shiny new semi truck, or here's our shiny new roadster. But as Barclays looks at it, they say there is a competition that is starting with electric car manufacturers. Hard to get raw materials for electric batteries, lithium. And as we said before, Afghanistan is the key producer, the largest source of lithium. They're the Saudi Arabia of lithium, if you will. And so last month, a Toyota unit agreed to spend $240 million to take a 15% stake in Australian lithium miner, Orocobre, I guess is the way you pronounce that. Tesla has discussed building a lithium processing plant in Chile. And last year, Volkswagen tried to secure a 10-year supply of cobalt. That is why we are in Afghanistan, as much as anything. Of course, there's a lot of military funding. Military industrial complex has a stake in that, but there's a lot of resources there to be mined. And he's buying some time, selling things that are like, you know, 20,000 flamethrowers that, as Reuters points out, are in reality just pimped up overpriced roof torches. But the real issue, too, is the fact that they are more than four times their loss. Their rate of loss, or their burn rate, okay, it's four times what it was a year ago. How long are they going to be able to do that? They say they're going to get to 5,000 cars per week. Well, I don't know how they're going to do that, because they had 1,500 cars produced in the last quarter, and a quarter in 3 months. And so he's going to go from about 100 a week to 5,000 a week. Okay, he's a great P.T. Barnum of the 21st century is what I said yesterday. As we look at geopolitics, and we look at the fact that Soros has now been exposed. We've had leaked documents in the UK that have shown that he is backing a secret plot to overturn Brexit. How is he doing it? Well, he's getting his Antifa-like kids to take to the streets to stage protests. They're also going to be doing massive advertising campaign. That's one of the things that he's buying with his money. He has given over $500,000 to the group through his Open Society Foundation. And this group is going to be, it's a Remain group that's called Best for Britain, secretly pushing a second referendum on Brexit to keep Britain in the UK. They're going to have a nationwide advertising campaign this month
and a drive to recruit major Tory donors to make sure they don't sign on to any Brexit plan, and then they can pronounce it a failure and have another referendum. It plans to target MPs, convince them to vote against the final Brexit deal to trigger another referendum or general election. The campaign, which will begin by the end of this month, must, quote, wake the country up and assert that Brexit is not a done deal, that it's not too late to stop Brexit. This is a quote from the documents that were released and published by the UK Telegraph. And according to the Telegraph, MPs in 100 leave-supporting constituencies will be pressured using a range of guerrilla marketing tactics. This is the way George Soros works everywhere. Momentum-style mass rallies. Concerts with a heavy youth focus, because that's his street troops. And they point out, of course, he's done the same thing here against President Trump in the U.S. and with democracies that he's interfered with in several European nations. But I think that right now, Soros, even with all of his money, is on the wrong side of history. And he's on the wrong side of these sweeps. Because if you look at issues, not just Brexit, but we've talked about Catalonia, mentioned that there's a lot of different referendums, not only people wanting to get out of the EU, but people wanting to have more control over their own lives. So they want to leave the larger nation state. We had, at the time of our Civil War, we had a massive consolidation from local regional governments, many of them centered around even cities, city-states, and they were agrarian in nature. And then with the Industrial Revolution, what that did was that created a concentration. The industrial interests really wanted to create the nation-state. So you had a war in Italy at the same time we had a civil war. It was a war between agrarian and industrial interests. And so everything was consolidating then. And we went from regional governments, we consolidated into nation states, and then they started creating these supranational organizations. Now things are going the other direction. People are wanting to get out of the supranational organizations, and you've got areas that want to get out of even the nation state. So you've got Catalonia wanting to get out of Spain. You've got the Basque area also in Spain that has been working with that. But even in Corsica, they want to get away from France. And Emmanuel Macron is going to be visiting there this week. And they were saying, the leader of Corsica said, in the 1980s and the 1990s, there was a national movement there. And it only represented a minority that was violent. Governments, he said, of both the left and the right in France held talks with men who are wearing balaclavas. But today, when we represent a majority and we say there is no other path than democracy, the government doesn't want to move on anything and they don't want to talk. The same type of thing that the Spanish government is doing, the French government is doing in Corsica. Totally stonewalling what they do. And he went on to say, some people now tell me, if winning elections does not even get us to hold talks on what we gave you a mandate for, well, that sounds familiar. How many times have we voted for politicians to give them a mandate on something like immigration reform or Obamacare or you name it, and they don't do it? But he says, if winning elections doesn't even get us to hold talks on what we gave you a mandate for, it means that democracy is at a dead end. And then he went on to say, to get from there to saying that bombs are more efficient than votes is something that I don't agree with, but at which some point could be validated by a number of people. So he sent that warning to President Emmanuel Macron, a guy who is fond of military parades and who evidently impressed President Trump with his French military parade. You better start paying attention to the voters, or people will start looking at other means to alter or maybe even abolish the government. But there is a massive movement abroad that George Soros is trying to stop with money and with subversion, that wants control and independence to be local, want control of their own lives. All right, that's it for our broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of
containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.